Blog Talk Radio.
Krishan, what's up?
Chris, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Nothing, man. Just out here in the studio. What's going on?
Okay, cool, man. Karina finally got you on, huh?
Yeah, I've been just extremely busy. I got an MTV show I'm filming right now, and then just been kind of touring, so.
I understand, man. So how you been, man?
I've been real good, you know. Just trying to get my name out there more, you know, and kind of took over the world by storm, you know.
Cool, it's so cool, man. Do me a favor, brother. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Let my listeners know who Christian is. And you know, after that, I'm gonna talk to you.
Okay, cool. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Krishan, aka the Prince. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Trick? Look at me now, Mr. Gucci Swag, R&B King.
Okay. R&B King, huh?
Well, you know, for my age group, I feel like I gotta lead, you know. I gotta lead my generation, you know.
Great confidence, man. How old are you, man?
20. I'm 20.
Huh?
I said I'm 20.
Oh, you're still young, man. You're still young. Man.
Yeah.
Still a baby, man. All right, man. I don't want. It's Christian. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, Krishan.
Okay. I don't know where I hear Christian from. No matter. I apologize about that. So, Chris, man, how did this all start with you, man? Would you want to become an artist, man? How did this all start, man? Let me know. Let my listeners know, man. How did this all start?
Well, I guess, you know, I started singing at 3. My dad, he had his own group. If you're familiar with Life Jennings.
Am I familiar with Life Jennings?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, that's one of my older cousins.
Oh, Life Jennings is your cousin?
Yeah, so that
okay.
that group, the Dotsons.
So?
That was the Dotsons, the group that he was founded in.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dad's group, so, you know.
Okay.
I grew up, you know, listening to them practice, you know, doing whatever they were doing, you know. And I basically grew up in the music industry, and my dad went on to, you know, start his own company, so I was kind of one of those, you know, kids who just, I took a early liking to music. And then growing up, my dad always, you know, helped me, you know, enhance my gifts. So I was, you know, practicing New Edition, Jackson 5, you know, Chico the Barge, and things like that. So, and it kind of just evolved to what it is right now. As, you know, I basically took over my own career and basically, you know, put everything in my hands. So.
Now, was that, who influenced you musically? Besides, I mean, I'm sure your dad did, but who influenced you musically?
As far as artists, you know, growing up, I always idolize, you know, Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, you know, New Edition, and like I said, Chico Barsh, and also Tevin Campbell. But as I started getting older, I really was just influenced more so by writers, because I became more of a songwriter as I got
mm-hmm.
older.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just I always listened to music, not for the artist, because you know, as you know, like in the music industry, you could take a song and any artist can get on it. It just depends, you know, who comes with the money first.
Right.
You know, so I listen to a lot of songs, not so much for the artist now, but so much as to how the production is, how the writing is, you know, and I get influenced just by, you know, creative writing and things like that, so.
So you're currently on the road promoting what, an album or a single that you have out?
Yeah, I released my album in December. It's called Night and Day.
Okay.
And, it's like there's two sides to the album. Just like, you know, there's two sides to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So basically like the night part. Well, I'll start off with the day. And I probably should have named it Day and Night, but I wanted something different, you know.
Right.
But basically, day is when, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're feeling like you're invincible. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of songs. You know, you might have haters here and there, you know, even though I don't like really using that term. But you might have haters here and there hating on you. So, you know, you brush them off and you're just feeling like you're invincible. You know, any girl that was giving you any problems, anything like that. But as night comes, you get to who you really are. It's who you are when you look at yourself in the mirror before you go to sleep, who you are when you lay your head down. And so I just wanted it to be real, like real 360, you know, like real around the world, really come together. I didn't want it just to be one-way driven. So, you know, by me doing that, I know a lot of fans really appreciate that, so.
I'm sure it lays all over you, based on, you know, your parents and where you look. I'm pretty sure it lays all over your performing now when you're out there, you know, doing, you know, your thing. What did you start singing in church, or how what age did you start singing?
I started singing around 3, and that was my dad. Now the story that he tells me is that he was, you know, driving or something, and he would always have, you know, Michael Jackson on, because now, like, even now, like, I have little sisters,
mm-hmm.
and he just, like, he always, like, we always grew up listening, you know, good music. So my dad basically would have Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 in the car,
mm-hmm.
and I guess one day, you know, I just started singing, and he said he turned around, turned up the music, and I kept on singing. He was like, oh, okay. Hey, well, I see you got a gift, so, you know, now it's time to utilize it. So I've been practicing ever since, so.
How did you meet up with Mr. Powell? Mr. Powell, I know he's, if I'm mistaken, he's over at Atlantic Records.
Yep.
How did you meet up with him?
He actually found me actually on the blog. It was, like, I think, about 3 years ago. And I had this song out called Too Late for Us.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit me up. I guess he found me, you know, and he was like, man, he's like, you're a great talent, man. You know, you do all this stuff. You produce, you write, things like that. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, I wanted to see where he was at. And we immediately just, you know, developed a good business relationship. So, you know, on top of, as well as being my manager, you know, the manager artist, you know, relationship, we're also a really good friend, so.
Okay. That's cool, man. So, where do you plan to see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, man, I just want to be the best, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you tell, every artist tells himself, you know, that they want to be the, you know, the best singer, the best rapper, you know, as Weezy put it, the best rapper alive.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to be I just want to be great, you know, like one of the greats. Like as far as music goes, I really want my listeners to take something from, you know, take something from the words that I put down. That's why I don't put anything into my music that hasn't happened to me or isn't real. Because, you know, the fair and the fickle stuff that is heavily overpopulating radio right now, people don't take anything from that. That makes them feel a certain way for a short time. I want my songs to have an effect on people where if they're feeling down, if they're feeling depressed, if they come up from a bad, broken relationship, you know, I want them to listen to my songs, and it helps them get over it. And that's what kind of effect I'm having now, you know. And that's the same effect that Michael had, you know. Michael's songs, you know, they're the whole generation, the whole generation that grew up with Michael, and everybody past that, beyond that, and after. All those people, they listen to his music for a reason, you know, like they needed a reason to feel good about themselves, and he made them feel good about themselves. Like it wasn't just about him. You know, anybody can make a song about, you know, what kind of car I'm in, but everybody can't make a song about, you know, helping somebody get over something. So,
what makes your music and your style different from what we're already hearing and from what we're already seeing?
Well, for one, I'm kind of coming into my own sound, and night and day. It's kind of like a transitional album. It's transitioning me, like my stuff. A lot of stuff before I wasn't as edgy, and it's kind of like me coming out of my shell into my own and really opening myself to everybody else. But what really makes it different is that I'm just being real about it. Nobody's really. Everybody feels like they have something to lose. But if you really have everything, if all your cards on the table, you really have nothing to lose. Like I guess I have a weird way of thinking, but it's, you know, I just figured, you know, if all your cards are on the table, it's less, you know, harder for you to lose everything, you know, instead of just worrying about, oh, if I do this, then people are going to really know how I really am, like, it's no reason for that. People are going to love you regardless, and if they don't, you know, and so be it. But you got to live life as your own person. And I think that's what really makes me different than everybody else, because nobody thinks like that.
I've been in this industry for quite a while now, and I ask all the artists this, whether the heavyweights and the newcomers. How do you keep yourself consistent, and how do you keep yourself from that side of the business? I'm gonna put it all, sum it up, and put it in that way. Or how do you plan to deal with that when it comes at you?
Honestly, I keep myself, and this is gonna sound kind of crazy, but some kind of drama always surrounds me, and I don't understand. I guess I'll never understand, but something's always going on in my life, and maybe sometimes I cause it unintentionally, but something's always going on in my life, and what it does is it reminds me that I'm not invincible. Like if I were to put out a single and it blew up everywhere, you know, I'd be feeling like, oh, okay, you know, I'm really something. I'm really, you know, on top of my game. But then something would happen where I would just know, like, real quickly. Because the thing is no matter what, it can all be taken away from you in the blink of an eye. And I'm a person that I understand that. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to take the day. I'm not going to try to brag or try to put myself higher than anybody, you know. If you're grinding just like me, then I'm happy for you that, you know, you found an opportunity for yourself. You know, there's no hate in my heart, and that keeps me consistent in the right mind state of doing my own music. I'm not out to take anybody's spot. I'm not, you know, trying to dominate anybody. I'm just trying to come as my own person, come in my own lane, you know, so.
Okay, man. What are you, you're working on some a TV pilot or something to an extent. Well, let's talk about that. Or are you able to talk about it?
It's actually with three of my friends. I don't know if you heard of the group Soundsick, but I'm actually a member in the group. You know, we work as a group too. You know, we do shows and stuff like that. But we're actually working on a pilot TV show just about life and kind of grinding it. You know, basically like, you know, grinding it yourself, especially on the independent side. So, you know, showing what it's like to be your own boss and, you know, be friends as well. So all of the, you know, relationship drama and girls and everything, you know, that's all included. So.
Now, is this going to be on television or?
Yeah, we're actually working out a deal right now, but it should be coming out pretty soon, around a year or so, given time.
Okay. So congratulations on that, man. I hope that works out well for you, man. Yeah. Besides that, you got anything else going on?
You know, besides the touring, I'm just constantly in the studio working. And that's another thing, too. Like, that's another thing, too. Like, when I'm on the road or when I'm away from the studio, I can't be away from the studio. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't. A lot of thoughts build up in my mind, and that's one of the reasons why I go to the studio as much as I do. Like, I didn't even know it, but somebody, like, I was talking to, because I talked to my fans on Twitter. I don't know if you have a Twitter, but, you know, I talked to them on Twitter, and somebody brought it to my attention, and I didn't even know, but right now on iTunes, I believe just my album and a couple singles, so that's like about, I don't know, 20-some songs, but how songs leak, I guess, they told me that I have about 100 to 115 songs. And I didn't even know I had that many. I don't even remember doing some of them, you know what I'm saying? But each song is a thought that I had to get off my mind for that day. So I'm just constantly in the studio, constantly back and forth, touring. I got a couple licensing deals, you know, so a couple of my songs have been on TV shows this year, and I'm just basically trying to move forward with this whole project.
Okay. Well, I mean, good. I mean, you're doing a good thing, you know, and just keep recording, you know, and doing your thing with your music, man. Again, I wish you all the best with that. And, you know, you got a great fan base, you know, so they got your support team out there as well. I don't know, I don't want to, I hate to put artists on the spot, but are you able to sing a little something for us?
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
Anything, man.
Okay, okay, I'm going to sing a little bit of, are you familiar with Break Your Heart?
I'm sorry?
Are you familiar with my song, Break Your Heart?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, it goes a little something like this. Never got my way, well, I never had it easy. Didn't want to learn anything. Didn't want to listen to the teacher. Hated that I was such a lover, because I wanted to be the fighter. Didn't want to fight for a heart. Well, you know, that's just a little verse from the song. But going into the chorus, it goes on. I would never break your heart. I would never want to love again. I would never break your heart. I would never break your heart.
That's
just a little something right there.
That was great, man. You have a great, great voice, man. I'm a little jealous now, man. I would love the day to work with you, man, in the studio and, you know, do a single together, man. That would be the day, man. I'm going to ask Chris, man, is there anything else you want to talk to my listeners about, let them know, you know, what you got going on, what you want them to check out or something?
Just you know, just the support and everything like that. You know, if you haven't added the Twitter, it's twitter.com/PrinceKrishan, and that's CHRISHAN. You know, so and that's pretty much it. You know, I'm here.
You got a MySpace? Want to get out?
Yeah, it's myspace.com/KrishanWorld. Again, that's CHRISHANS and then world. And then my Facebook page, I don't think, and I was talking to my manager about this, I don't think that they have a name tag to it, but I do have a Facebook fan page. So if you go on, if you got Facebook, type in Krishan and it'll pop up right there. So
cool. Before I ask you your shout-outs, man, for people that are close to you or the people that you know and they come up and say, Krishan, I want to be an artist just like you, what would you tell them? What advice would you give to them?
Just don't fall into the trend of looking to other people to create your sound. Mm-hmm. Like, just look at yourself. What do you want to sound like at the end of the day, you know? Because the thing about the music industry right now that a lot of people fail to miss and they mention is that, you know, they're always like, well, what happened to this guy? You know, what happened to him? He had that hot single. The reason they die up so fast is because everybody's paying attention to trends. They want the new hot thing. They want the quick money fast. But if you can deal with having a little bit of money in the beginning and gradually building up to have a legacy that goes 50 or 60 years, if you can deal with that, to have a legacy like that, then just do your own thing, you know. Don't let nobody tell you that, you know, oh, that sound ain't selling right now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, be commercial enough to, you know, sell, but don't sell out.
Krishan, I want you to give a shout out. Anybody want to shout out, man?
This my boy Sound Sick, you know, Jay Watts, K City, Roy Starr, you know, everybody here, Republic, my manager Del Mar Powell. You know.
Cool. Chris, man, I appreciate you for coming on the show, man. Thank you so much, man. You know you're welcome, more than welcome to come back by any time, man. Clint Carina told me you're close friends with Chris Ivory, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Shout out to Chris Ivory, because she was here on the show before. Brilliant young lady. So shout out to her for that. Chris, man, give me a call anytime, man. Stay in touch with me, man, and the show, man. We really appreciate it over here, man, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right, man, you take care, man.
You too. Thank you for having me, man.
No problem, man.
All right, cool.
Came rushing back to me at once. So love.